Hey, I want to make sure that I remind you about my latest book, God's Seven Keys for Creative People. And it is for anyone that has a creative flair to you, whether you're a writer, artist, singer, musician, dancer, speaker, or anybody that's creative. It's a brief but informative read, and it explores seven biblical principles that help you answer the following age-old questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What should I be doing? Those three questions, who am I, why am I here, what should I be doing, are answered in God's Seven Keys for Creative People. So I want you to go to my website, artlessonsfromgod.com, and look for the link that says book and order yours today. Hey gang, so what I want to talk about today is how do you know what you should be doing for next year? There's a lot of different directions that you can go in, and I want to make sure that I share with you some of the thoughts and ideas that I'm putting into practice myself for a productive new year, and I want to pass that on to you. So, what I want to talk about today is how to know what you should be doing next year and what you shouldn't. Now, let me tell you the model that I'm following. I am relying on my years of experience in the corporate arena. This is from, and many of you that know me know that I have worked several years in news media, and part of that was several years in newspapers, actually at 1, 2, 3 different newspapers, as well as in television. And with each one of those corporate entities, I have been a part of the department heads, and basically, what I'm sharing with you is exactly what multi-million dollar corporations do every year as they map out their plans and their strategies for the upcoming year. Because here's what's important to them. The key thing that they've got to do is to make sure that they're not wasting time, to make sure that the efforts and the work that they are doing and the staff is doing and that what everybody's doing together is ultimately being productive, to build upon the foundation that they've laid for the previous year to generate a year-over-year return that's positive, that is profitable. So the why of doing this strategy is to make sure that you have a good return on investment. And that return on investment, yeah, in some cases is money, is monetary, but especially with your time. Now, let me tell you, especially who I'm talking to today. I've got a lot of you who are friends of mine, especially in the local area. And many of us, we cross paths, we go to each other's events, we've got a lot of good stuff that's going on, a lot of great stuff that's going on. And all of us are in the same boat right now, where we're on the brink of a new year. We have been very busy, very productive this current year that we're wrapping up, and now we're looking across the hill into the new year, and we really are, if you're like me, I'm really just thinking about, man, what are we going to do next year? Because we had some successes this year, we had some shortfalls and some failures this year, and I know I got to keep on plugging away, got to keep on going. So exactly what does that mean? Where are my growth opportunities? And so that's why I'm really talking to you guys who are right there in the trenches with me, who are busy and are planning to do some things even more effectively the coming year. But where do we start? What do we take a look at? So here's where I consider the starting point. But again, last thing on this, the background is that you want to make sure, or the reason why you're doing this is to have a good return on the investment of your time, the investment of your resources, and to generate a positive year-over-year growth, to do better, a better job than the coming year than you've done this year. So here's where I'm recommending that you use this as a starting point. First of all, look at the current year's successes. Since we're wrapping up the current year, take a step back and evaluate right now, and especially doing it by writing it down, not just thinking about it, but writing it down. What were some of this year's successes and some of this year's failures? Some of the things that you tried, and it's great to have failures because it means that you're doing something. But look at the things that worked. Look at the things that, and and measuring and working and measuring success is specific to you, but take a look at either revenue that you were able to generate, needs that you were able to fulfill. Especially take a look at where you've done some things where people say, when are you going to do it again? Take a look at the things, and a lot of times many of us kind of pass breeze by this because we're, you know, in the starting phases, but really and seriously take a look at areas that were generating revenue or had the potential to generate revenue. Because bottom line with this is that if you're not generating revenue, you're limited on resources. And if you don't have resources, then you can't keep doing anything. So look at the opportunities in the current year where you were fulfilling some needs and people were willing to either give you money or give you resources and give you their time. Write those things down, because if those are things that were working, they're productive. And you want to reflect to see, well, what can I do to not only do those key things again, but to build upon that foundation that you've already established this year with those things to move the needle a little bit further and to get them to produce a little bit more or a lot more. But identify those things that were successes for the current year that we're finishing up. And really, again, take a close look at the things that were shortfalls. Take a look at the things that were failures. Take a look at the things that kept you busy and really didn't give you any return. Ideas that you launched and nobody bought, nobody attended, nobody showed up. Ideas that you launched and nobody rallied behind you. Not ruling those ideas out, but we're prioritizing here. So we're going to set some of those over here to the side and focus on the successes, because if you had some success with some things, then you want to really put them high on the radar to do it again the following year. So that's the first part of this. Second part of this is, and we kind of elaborated a little bit on this already, but look at next year's potential based on this year's successes. As you looked at this year's successes and the things that worked, whether they had a lot of people that were saying, hey, this was a great idea, let's do it again, then do it again. If you had, out of all the different things that are keeping you busy, you take a look at the things that were generating either revenue or resources for you, those are things that are adding to you and adding to your cause, do those things again. And it might even just be one thing or two things. And if it is, that's great because it simplifies it for you. But look at those things that have the potential from last year. I mean, from the current year that we're wrapping up. Those are the things that have the potential for next year. Then the third thing to do is to prioritize, like I was just sharing with you. Prioritize the ideas with the growth potential. Take a look again at those things that you already have proven themselves this year. Do it again next year. Then from that point, look at the remaining ideas. And then start prioritizing those remaining ideas that have some form of growth potential. Let's give you an example on that. If there was a new, like in my case, I'm dabbling now, and of course this is going to be in the upcoming year, but I will do this again for next year. We're launching a new class, and my hope is that the class will be successful. It will be a win-win for the students, for the instructor, for everybody. But let's say if it's not. Let's say if it's something that is marginal as far as it's the success. It still may be a good idea, and I still want to evaluate if I need to reapproach it in a different way. But again, taking a look at that idea and the ones that still have some potential, that still have some different approaches that I can take, I prioritize those things, especially based on their growth potential. Last thing on this is just to explore any remaining ideas that are left. But be mindful of your time. If you're like me, I don't have a whole lot of time to spare. And I don't have a whole lot of time to spread myself too thin. So I actually had to put my emphasis and my energy in what we talked about in step one. And kind of step two is looking at the things that worked, the successes from this current year, and then prioritize those things because of their potential to do even better and do even more of next year. With me, I'm going to probably stop at that point. Because, like I said, I only have so much time. I only have, so much of me to go around. And so I've got to just focus on where I can make the biggest impact without spreading myself too thin. So I want to explore this a little bit more. I want to get some of your questions, especially, and some of your thoughts and some of your ideas, especially my fellow co-laborers who are out there, all of my poets, all of my event planners, all of my ministers that are out there, all of my creative artists that are doing any type of live art or any type of events, you folks that are out there doing stuff. I want to get your feedback as far as what's causing you. What are the things that are giving you the thoughts and ideas of what you should be doing in the coming year and what you should not be doing? So thanks a lot, guys. I'll be talking to you soon. Hey, gang, a quick reminder. On January the 23rd, from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. at Hobby Lobby, that is on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor, South Carolina, Jason Bunner will be holding a How to Create Caricature class for anyone that's interested in wowing their friends and family with cartooning and caricature art and just good old fun. Now, this is a hands-on workshop that's going to be led by celebrated cartoonist and caricature artist Jason Bunner, and Jason's going to reveal to attendees the trade secrets he's learned over the years as a caricature artist for places like Carowinds and also as a founder of Modern Art Ministries. So that's Saturday, January the 23rd from 10 a.m. until 12 noon at the Hobby Lobby that's on 6007 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor, South Carolina. Don't miss it. It is only $15, but it's a limited seating to about 14 attendees. You don't want to miss it. Go to our website, artslamlive.com, and click the link that says workshop for more details.